Thank you and good afternoon. County supervisor, city manager, city council member, you name it, it's no surprise that any of these titles carry a hefty burden. Not only do county and city officials make difficult decisions that are in the best interest of our region, they also have to deal with uncertainty, as state-level officials make changes that might be in the best interest of some areas in the state, but not for others. Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario said that you have to trust in the foundation you built to prepare for those uncertainties.
I mean, if you had a crystal ball, you know, everybody'd want to use it, and you probably wouldn't get to look into it yourself very much. And you just can't be afraid of that stuff. What you have to hope for is that you have, you know, a solid enough foundation and a good enough, you know, program where you've created some reserves. And Fortuna is very fortunate that we do have some reserves to deal with those things that come up that you don't expect.
A prime example of this is when county supervisors sent a request to be exempted from California's new water restrictions, citing that our region has plenty of water and the new restrictions could have an economic impact on our region. The Citizens Advisory Committee for Measure Z will meet three more times in the coming weeks, and tomorrow, a public meeting will be held at the Agricultural Center on Broadway in Eureka. The meeting will be a public hearing tailored to soliciting public input on the applications that have been submitted for Measure Z revenue. CHP Captain Adam Yeager thinks the priority list is simple.
When someone calls 911, what do they want? They want law enforcement or they want emergency medical to get their fire. If they're injured, they want an ambulance, right? If there's an arrest, then they want that person to go to jail, stay in jail. To me, those are what's important up top.
There has been a reported $19 million in requests from numerous departments across Humboldt County. Today, Humboldt County introduced their first mobile phone and tablet app. The app is called My Humboldt, and it will allow citizens to access many of the county services, such as checking for road conditions and submitting a crime report. After launching the new county website in July of last year, the county held an open discussion forum and solicited input from the public on what features should be included in the mobile app. Tonight, the City of Eureka will host a public meeting at the Wharfinger Building from 6 until 8 to present some ideas that have been proposed for a project to improve the south entrance to the city. Representatives from the city, Caltrans, and Green Dot Transportation, who is handling the design, will be on hand to answer questions. Green Dot Transportation will present a preferred alternative plan that was selected at the March 4th meeting, and the Green Dot design team will present the updated preferred alternative to the city and the public. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Senate Transportation Committee has voted to support a bill introduced by Senate Minority Leader Bob Huff, which will prohibit the use of stop sign cameras by any government or local authority as a form of traffic enforcement or revenue generation. Senate Bill 218 closes a loophole that currently allows a local authority to operate the only stop sign camera program in California. Huff says that the camera program is unlawfully extracting money from drivers.
With 7 stationary devices in operation and at $100 per violation, these systems are unlawfully extracting millions of dollars in penalties from California drivers.
Currently, the Mountains Recreation and Conservation Authority operates the camera program and cites drivers who don't come to a complete stop at these stop signs. Huff says that system doesn't give drivers their due process.
Because the MRCA's stop sign camera system is operated outside the California Vehicle Code, citizens who receive these tickets must appeal through an internal MRCA administrative process, not the California Superior Court system, thus denying citizens their legal due process.
The bill will clarify the state vehicle code and will prohibit the use of any type of automated traffic system at any stop sign in any area in California. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.